From the mysterious East, from the not-so-distant past, Art Institute Radio and Luxo Liniments are proud to present Belly Dancing Ninjas, Episode 4, Engines of Destruction. In our last episode, deep in the Throat's secret underground lair, Sadira had found plans to take over the world using a mysterious ultimate weapon.
They have an ultimate weapon that can destroy whole cities from miles away.
That's impossible. Nothing could wipe out an entire city with one shot.
Uh-oh.
How could... what?
Look at that.
Oh my God.
Our heroes stare in amazement at the Throat's ultimate weapon. Seamless, curved steel, 3 stories tall, with a gun barrel 30 feet long.
It looks like it's from another planet.
The planet where they specialize in killing things.
Just then, a glint of light in the weapon's inner workings catches Sadira's eye.
We're going to need a closer look at the weapon.
But just at that moment, the Throat brings a group of German soldiers to see the machine.
So, how does one operate this Lasertron?
You just sit in the chair, like so. Aim the weapon using these levers. Watch your head.
Yipes!
And then you flip this little red switch. That powers up the firing unit, and 4 minutes later...
kaboom!
Exactly.
Testing is almost complete, sir.
Perfect. Prepare to deploy.
Aye, sir.
Meanwhile, Sadira and Andalib furtively approach the Lasotron for a closer look.
Look, it's right there.
I don't see it.
I'm telling you, the diamond is right in the middle of that machine. Look, I'm pointing right at it.
Stop! They'll see you!
Did you see something there? What?
It's the Hasid diamond.
They've loaded it into the weapon?
It makes sense. Remember that beam gun that Dr. Velnitz tried to use on us? Well, that's the full-size version.
Nah, I don't see anything.
Oh, there it is.
Finally.
Okay, I'll go in and get the diamond. You stay here.
What?
It's too dangerous.
You're kidding. Hey, come back here. Too dangerous. I oughta.
Okay, seal off this exit next.
Are you sure?
Yes, we've cleared the area.
What are they?
With cat-like agility, Sadira climbs up a stack of equipment crates to spy on the guards.
This one is padlocked.
And the air vent?
There. Now could we clear out?
Yeah. Lock the last exit behind us and finish off the ninjas when the Throat gives us the word. Got it?
Okay, okay.
Meanwhile, Andalib finds it surprisingly easy to get to the Lasotron.
Huh. Any guards there? Anybody home?
Andalib.
Should be easy.
Andalib.
Sadira, I told you to stay put.
Andalib, they're about to...
Just stay there while I get the diamond.
But...
we're this close to finishing Prince Nabeen's mission. Don't get in the way.
They're closing off the route back into the complex.
So, we'll get the diamond, we slip out through one of the exterior doors, and then head back to Nabeen's palace.
We've got to get out of here. They've got something planned.
What's their plan?
I don't know exactly.
You don't know.
Oh no.
If you'll excuse me. Look! We have the diamond.
Climb something!
What is this green gas?
Climb above the highest time.
The doors!
No way out! Andalib?
We'll return to Belly Dancing Ninjas in just a moment. But first, Luxo Liniments presents to you this week's coded message. Kids, get out your Luxo decoder rings, and we are now tuning in to the radio message from Marrakesh.
34, 13, 5, 78, 3, 0, 19, 41, 4, 2, 2.
Have you got that, kids? Good work, and remember, live on the Luxo side of life. And now, back to our program.
Oh, my head. What? Oh, Sidira, wake up!
What? Ow! Where are we?
We're still in the same room, but now we're in some kind of
cage, Miss Andalib?
Dr. Velmet!
This cage is one of my many inventions. It is perfectly conceived for its purpose.
And what purpose is that, you sadistic fiend?
Why can't I just kill them now?
Not yet, Herr Doctor. Besides, these ninjas cause me quite a bit of pain, and I think it's appropriate to return the favor.
The horses are here, sir.
Excellent. Move out the Lasotron.
Horses, tethered to the mighty weapon, begin dragging the giant weapon across the cavernous room.
You've sought the Hasid diamond so diligently. It seems only appropriate that you see it in action.
What do you mean?
The throat puts on a pair of dark glasses.
You two may want to shield your eyes.
And suddenly, the far wall of the cavernous room splits apart as two massive doors creak open, revealing the blinding sunlight of the African desert, and in the distance, the skyline of Marrakesh.
No!
Yes, Andalib.
You're a madman!
No, Sidira. Just a good businessman.
The horses drag the weapon up to a rocky promontory and stop.
Sir, I've initiated the firing sequence.
Excellent. Dr. Velnet, now you may have your fun now.
Ha! At last.
What have you got up your sleeve, Velnet?
I just pulled this lever. What you see dropping into the center of your cell are Black Fang scorpions.
It's okay.
It's not okay.
Scorpions are your favorite, right, Andalib?
Their sting is exquisitely lethal. Within 1 minute, you will be paralyzed. Within 10, you will suffer one of the most painful deaths known to man.
But not before you see the destruction of your beloved Marrakesh.
Can Andalib and Sidira escape the cage and its deadly Black Fang scorpions? Will Marrakesh become the first victim of the deadly Lasotron? Find out in the next installment of Belly Dancing Ninjas!